This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to arrive in Kathmandu from China after his official visit this afternoon. Home Minister Ramesh Lekha calls to end all forms of violence against women. And Sri Lankan leaders pledge to complete foreign debt restructuring by December 2024. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has left for Kathmandu upon completion of a four-day official visit to China. Prime Minister Oli was bid farewell at the Beijing Capital International Airport by Chinese Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs, Sun Weitong, and Nepali Ambassador to China, Krishna Prasad Oli, along with senior officials at the Nepali Embassy in Beijing. The Prime Minister and his delegation will reach Kathmandu later this afternoon. Home Minister Ramesh Lekha has stated that any form of violence against women will not be tolerated. While receiving a letter drawing attention regarding the 33rd International 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence campaign from 26 civil society and organization at the Ministry of Home Affairs in Singhalarbar today, Minister Lekha reaffirmed the government's commitment to ending all types of violence against women. Minister Lekha also expressed concern about the safety of female migrant workers and mentioned that government mechanisms are active in protecting them from exploitation and abuse. Likewise, Minister Lekha emphasized that while social media and digital platforms have seen rising harassment of women, criticism and dissent should be expressed in a civilized manner in a democracy. CPN Maoist Center has drawn a conclusion that the results that party got in local level by election was positive and it has prepared a basis for the party to fight alone in the coming election. A meeting of office bearers held at the residence of party chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda at Kumaltar today drew such conclusions. Spokesperson of CPN Maoist Center Agni Prasad Sapkota said that a preliminary review of the local level by election was carried out during the meeting. Spokesperson Sapkota mentioned that the meeting concluded that the results obtained by the party, both in terms of the number of seats and popular votes, were exciting. Likewise, spokesperson Sapkota added that the results indicated an increase in people's trust towards the Maoist party. Spokesperson Sapkota also shared that the by-election had provided an additional basis for greater leftist unification and the reconstitution for the Communist Party. Spokesperson Sapkota informed that a standing committee meeting was scheduled for 12th of December, followed by a central committee meeting, both of which would review the results. The meeting also decided to make party's local-level conference and vigilance assembly effective and central leaders would be assigned at local level for the vigilance assembly. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari met with Prahlad Joshi, Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution and New and Renewable Energy, Government of India in New Delhi last evening. Minister Bhandari is currently on an official visit to India. In the meeting held at Minister Joshi's office in New Delhi, the two ministers held discussions on matters of bilateral interest, including the Bureau of Indian Standards, BIS, certification for Nepali companies, and facilitation in the import of essential food grains as wheat, rice and sugar. On the occasion, Minister Bhandari called Minister Joshi's attention towards facilitating in the importation of essential commodities entering Nepal from India. Similarly, Minister Bhandari drew the Indian minister's attention regarding the topic of facilitating export and marketing of Nepali products to India. The two ministers also held discussion on necessary collaboration between BIS and Nepal Bureau of Standards and Meteorology. Former President Vidya Devi Bhandari emphasized the rising natural disasters in Nepal due to climate change, calling for affected countries to unite for climate justice. Speaking at a program organized by the Central Department of Geography at Tribhuvan University in Kathmandu, former President Bhandari emphasized how climate change is increasing poverty and severely affecting agricultural production. Dr. Shivaraj Adhikari, Vice Chairman of the National Planning Commission, noted that as agricultural yields decline, many farmers are leaving farming for foreign employment and stressed the need for policies and plans to address these issues. Other participants warned that rising global temperatures are having a significant impact on Nepal and other developing countries. A research report on the damages caused by climate change, prepared by universities from Nepal, China, India and Bangladesh, was also presented at the event. The China Cultural Center, CCC, in Kathmandu hosted a China-Nepal tourism promotion event on Wednesday named Ni Hao China. On the occasion, China Cultural Center Director of Kathmandu Office Xiao Qiang said that the program helped Nepali tourism professionals to have a better understanding of Chinese tourism resources and its tourism policies. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Israeli forces have again bombed the safe zone in Gaza's Al-Mawasi, killing at least 20 people and wounding dozens more. According to Al Jazeera, reports say that women and children were incinerated in the attack. Israeli forces also continued air raids on southern Lebanon, despite a ceasefire deal with Hezbollah. Israel claimed the raids targeted a launch pad in the Masdal zone area. Since October 7, 2023, Israel's military attacks in Gaza have resulted in death of at least 44,532 people. In Lebanon, Israeli strikes have killed 4,047 people so far. Sri Lanka's government has pledged to complete its long-awaited foreign debt restructuring by 31st of December 2024. According to the Agence France-Presse, the island nation defaulted on its $46 billion external debt in April 2022 due to a foreign exchange crisis. Deputy Minister of Sri Lanka, Anil Jayanta Fernando, confirmed that delays in the restructuring had cost Sri Lanka $1.7 billion in added interest. The restructuring involves bilateral debt and international sovereign bonds, with most private creditors agreeing to a 27% reduction in loans. Sri Lankan President Anuradhakumara Dissanayake affirmed that the country would honor the previous administration's agreement to restructure $12.55 billion in bond. Sri Lanka's recovery has been supported by a $2.9 billion IMF bailout contingent on meeting strict revenue targets. 13 people are missing after a cave-in at a construction site for a major railway in the southern Chinese city of Shenzhen. Agence France-Presse reported that a statement from the Bao'an District Emergency Management Bureau stated that the ground under a section of the Shenzhen Jiangmen railway site suddenly collapsed around 11 p.m. on Wednesday. Officials informed that the cause of the collapse and a search for missing people was ongoing till Thursday. Major expressways near the site were closed Thursday morning for the rescue effort. South Korean police are investigating their President Yoon Suk-yeol for alleged insurrection after his brief declaration of martial law. According to the BBC, military officials have been questioned by lawmakers, revealing that many were unaware of the plan, with the vice defense minister saying he learned about it through the news. President Yoon accepted the resignation of South Korean defense minister Kim Jong-hyun, who apologized for his role in the controversial decision on Wednesday. Likewise, President Yoon has not publicly addressed the situation since an emergency parliamentary vote forced him to reverse the move. Opposition parties have filed an impeachment motion, which will be voted on Saturday. The motion only needs support from 8 ruling party members of parliament, but President Yoon's party has pledged to block the attempt to remove him from office. Now on to a sports update. The Janakpur Bolts claimed their third win of the ongoing Nepal Premier League, NPL, by defeating the Pokhara Avengers in today's match. The Bolts, who won the toss and elected to field first, restricted the Pokhara Avengers to 138/7 in their 20 overs. Chasing a target of 139 runs, Janakpur reached the target with ease, winning by 7 wickets with 17 balls remaining. This marks the Bolts' third victory in the tournament, while the Pokhara Avengers have now lost 2 matches. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Weather Forecasting Division forecasts that the Tarai and some parts of Kathmandu Valley are likely to witness fog, which could partially impact daily life and road as well as air transportation tomorrow morning. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to arrive in Kathmandu from China after his official visit this afternoon. Home Minister Ramesh Lekha calls to end all forms of violence against women. And Sri Lankan leaders pledge to complete foreign debt restructuring by December 2024. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, do visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.